Hey, guess what's happening on this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with your friend and host, Oscar Camejo.
It's said that the mind is a battlefield. It's where you either win or lose the struggle to transform your life, especially when it comes to your health and your overall well-being. Let me ask you a question. Are you struggling with having enough motivation or willpower to remain consistent when it comes to your health journey? Are you constantly battling negative thoughts about your weight loss, and your weight loss progress, and even your health situation and condition? Do you find it very hard and extremely difficult to stay encouraged when everything around you is telling you to give up, cave in, and yes, quit? You've been on this roller coaster before, and it's just really tough. Well, today, my friend, I'm going to share with you my top mindset transformation recommendations that will change your life guaranteed. Trust me. When I was first diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I had to change my thinking in order to change my life. If you don't change your thinking, folks, let me tell you, you're going to continue feeling repeated disappointment at the lack of significant results. It happens. That's why I want you to stick around to hear the rest of today's episode on developing a mindset for winning the battle against diabetes. You don't want to miss it. Let's go. Be sure to visit the website at www.beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com for access to free resources and other information that will help you along your journey. If you would like to submit a question or a comment about the show or to learn more about the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle, you can always email me at hello@beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Welcome to the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Oscar Camejo, helping diabetics make lifestyle changes to reverse type 2 diabetic. Today's episode, we're going to dive right into developing a mindset for winning this battle against type 2 diabetes. Folks, I receive messages from followers, whether on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and people ask some of the same questions. Here's one of the questions that I often get asked, actually, not only just through social media, but through email or even people that I meet at the gym. This message and question came from a gentleman by the name of Asa on TikTok. He asked, how long did it take you to lose 80 pounds and reverse type 2 diabetes? And what did you do? Well, Asa, thank you for your question. You see, many people have asked the same question as I mentioned before, and I give them the same answer. Listen, it took me less than a year for my health to actually turn around. It was a gradual process. It did not happen overnight. Coming off meds did not happen overnight. Changing my daily habits, my bad habits, did not happen overnight, but it did take some time. I had to educate myself on type 2 diabetes. I had to educate myself on health and nutrition. I had to educate myself on exercise and feeling better when it came to going to the gym. Yes, it takes education in order to understand that going to the gym is not a bad thing. I had to educate myself when it came to even feeling gym shame. Yes, gym shame is a real thing. That's when you go to the gym, you look around and you're like, man, everybody looks physically fit. They look like they're experts at what they're doing. And you don't know what you're doing and you just feel ashamed because you're like, man, everybody's watching me. When to be honest, nobody's watching you. Nobody's noticing you. I also, Asa, had to start changing my thinking about my circumstances. Yes, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, but I had to change my thinking. Was I going to remain in that sulking state? Was I going to continue blaming myself for my health condition and what I did to get myself there? Or was I going to do whatever it took to change? And I'm glad to say, Asa, that I changed my mindset, which was really the catalyst for me changing my life. You see, folks, just like Asa, your story is my story. When I was 268 pounds and first diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, everything ached on my body. I mean, my knees would ache, my back would ache. You're probably dealing with the same thing. Knee and joint pain, your ankles are probably hurting because you're carrying a lot of weight. Your back is probably hurting when you go up and down the steps. You're probably dealing with sciatic pain and sciatic nerve problems because you're carrying a lot of excess weight and bending down to pick up something is just a strain. You may be having trouble sleeping. You're like, man, what does sleep and back pain and knee pain have to do with type 2 diabetes? Listen, these are things that are common that a lot of people experience. Again, your story is my story. My story is your story. You're probably on diabetes medication, cholesterol medication, and blood pressure medication. That was me too. You see, your mindset right now is probably pessimistic. Yeah, you're wanting to get out of that funk. You want to stop sulking, but it's just really hard. I get it. You don't feel like eating healthy food right now. You don't feel like eating rabbit food. You want to just enjoy that hamburger. You don't want to keep depriving yourself of that egg and cheese and biscuit sandwich. You don't want to deprive yourself of your cereal. You want to eat your favorite cake and you want to eat your favorite cookies. Listen, I love chocolate chip cookies myself. You don't want to deprive yourself of brownies and ice cream. I get it. Been there, done that. You simply want to lose weight as quickly as you can without the struggle. You want to lose weight, but you dread going to the gym. I know, I've been there. You want to lose weight, but you hate to look at yourself in the mirror, let alone stand on a scale that confirms to you that you're heavier than you want to. I get it. Looking in the gym, you're like, man, how did I let myself go? See, let me say this to you. Unless those around you have experienced what it feels like to be overweight and struggling with diabetes or some other health-related condition, it's going to be hard to take their advice. You see, again, your story may be that you feel like you're going through this all alone and the people around you just simply don't understand. Even your doctor, you feel like really doesn't understand because they've never had type 2 diabetes before. Maybe they've never been overweight before. Maybe they've never had your same struggle. There's people you follow on social media that are giving you all this advice, but they themselves have never gone through what you are experiencing. I understand your story. You see, they don't understand your battle. They don't understand the battle, not only that you're experiencing physically, but they don't understand the battle that's going on in your mind on a daily basis. They may not even know that you're depressed or even understand how depressing it feels to be struggling day in and day out, let alone you having to deal with these thoughts every day on your own. You're like, you stand on the scale, you look in the mirror, and you look at the fact that, man, I'm still a 4X, or even some cases, you may be a 5X or 3X. You look at your waistline and you're like, dang, man, why am I still so heavy? I'm doing whatever I can to lose weight and nothing seems to work. And your perception is like, you know what, man? This is never going to change. I might as well just accept life as it is. Que sera, sera. Well, you know what, folks? I want to talk to you now about the power of perception and your thinking. It's time to go from I can't to I will. It's time to go from maybe I will to I'm committed to XYZ. It's time to go from, man, this is too hard to I can do hard things. You see, folks, you're climbing that hill and the hill is tough. But you know what? In your situation, you may be like, Oscar, this is not a hill. This is a straight up mountain. This is my Mount Everest and it's just really hard. I might as well just go back down in the valley and just, you know, accept things as it is. Listen, when I was 268 pounds, going to work every day, wearing shirts that I couldn't button. I was wearing button down shirts at the time at work, dress shirts, and I could not button the top button. I remember struggling to button that top button and it felt like I was choking myself. And every time I would get dressed, I would hate putting on, you know, dress shirts because I'm like, man, this stuff doesn't fit. And I didn't want to keep buying bigger clothes, but it got to a point where I had to. So going from a size 16 neckline to a 17 and a half inch neckline, man, that was tough. Going from a size 38 pair of pants, a waistline to like a 44, 42 or something like that. That was tough on the mind. So my perception of my situation really affected how I approached things. Yeah, you know, you read something on social media or you read a blog article or you just get some advice from someone that says, hey, yeah, just eat better and exercise. Yeah, that is so easier said than done. That's why through my podcast and through my writings, whether it's from WebMD to my social media posts, I try to give people practical recommendations to first help them change their mindset in order for them to change their lifestyle. Because listen, folks, I can give you a program and a plan to follow, but if you don't start exercising, your mentality and your mindset is going to be really hard. You see, when you experience setbacks, how you approach those setbacks and those disappointments are going to make a big difference. So let me ask you a question. How do you typically perceive your setbacks when it comes to your health and losing weight? Do you perceive those setbacks as temporary or as just something that's permanent and a part of your life? I want you to start thinking, though, that it's time to change your perception about your setbacks. I want you to start looking at your setbacks as actual opportunities designed to set you up to experience better. Let me say that again. Look at your setbacks as opportunities. Remember, setbacks are opportunities. They are opportunities designed to set you up to experience better. Your setbacks are not there to cause you to have a permanent going back. Your setbacks are there only to help prepare you for the next level. That's how you have to start thinking. Yeah, you may experience a setback. You may be experiencing a disappointment. You may have reached the plateau when it comes to losing weight. You may have only lost 10 pounds and losing that extra 5 pounds is just very, very tough. I mean, you're probably within the first 30 to 90 days of your weight loss program to beat diabetes or just feeling great about yourself. And it's a struggle. I get it, man. The first 90 days are a beast. You know, it's not easy. Those first 90 days, shoot, the first 9 days are difficult because you're trying to now adopt the new lifestyle and it's not easy. You could be following a program, and just because you have this program that's well laid out, that doesn't mean anything. It's still the mentality that you have to struggle with on a day-to-day basis. When you get up in the morning and you know you're supposed to hit the gym or you're supposed to go walking and you simply don't feel like it. Or you've had a long day at work. You've been working an 8-hour shift, sometimes 10, 12-hour shift, depending on what industry you're in. And it's just tough. Maybe you drive an hour and a half one way going to work and you're tired when you get to work. Then you don't, it's lunchtime and you're all tired because, man, it's like I had a long morning, a long commute. It was tough getting into work. I had to deal with all this stuff at work. And then to go try to exercise during lunch, you don't feel like it. Now, here it is after work. You have to hit that traffic again. And you're like, man, it's an hour and a half going home or even longer. There's no way I'm going to go and work out. It's just too hard, man. My body doesn't feel like it. Folks, I've experienced all of that. For those of you who are working from home, I get it. You're sitting down in front of the computer all day. And then when you clock out at 4 or 5 o'clock, the last thing that's on your mind is going to the gym or exercising. You simply want to lay down and you're just tired. You're exhausted. Trust me, I've been there. And your mind just tells you, hey, just sit back, relax, and go to the gym or work out tomorrow. And then guess what? Tomorrow you feel the same thing. You're in that repeat cycle and you just simply don't feel like it. You see, folks, when you're stuck in that cycle of negative perception of maybe I will, maybe I won't, man, it's too hard, man, I just can't, I'm just too tired. When you're stuck in that cycle, unless you put into practice things that will help you to exercise your mind, is going to be hard to come out of that. You see, perception plays a major role in how we approach transformation. If we perceive that a situation is too overwhelming for us to overcome, then guess what? It's likely that we won't overcome. If we adopt a defeatist mentality, then guess what? We've already lost the battle. That's why I want to share with you right now this poem. It's called The Thinking Poem by Walter D. Wintle. He's a late 19th century poet. This poem really sets the tone. And I want you to think about this for a moment. No matter where you are, if you're driving, if you're at work listening to this podcast, or maybe you're on the treadmill and you're listening to this podcast, I want you to think about this. Remember, this is called Thinking Poem by Walter D. Wintle. If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you'd like to win, but you think you can't, it's almost a cinch you won't. If you think you'll lose, you've lost. For out in the world, we find success begins with the fellow's will. It's all in a state of mind. If you think you're outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win the prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger, faster man, but soon or late, the man who wins is the one who thinks he can. That's powerful. So again, how we think about our situation makes a difference. But remember how this poem started. If you think you're beaten, then guess what, folks? You are. So how do you wage this battle, and how do you develop the mindset to beat diabetes, or even just to lose weight and be healthy? Well, I believe you have to speak things into existence. You have to speak life into your situation. You see, there is something powerful about speaking life into your situation. Words have power, and you can transform your life by changing the way you speak. So I want you to use the following affirmations as a means of shifting your thought about yourself and your health journey so that you can begin reaching your goals like you've never reached for them before. You're going to start reaching for your goals with confidence, but it starts by speaking your transformation into existence. So here are some affirmations, some positive affirmations that I want you to speak. I'm going to say them and I want you to repeat them. There's about 30 of them, and I believe these are going to help you to transform your thinking about your situation. Number one, I am on a journey to a healthier, happier version of myself. I make choices daily that align with my weight loss goals. I trust my body's ability to transform and adapt. My dedication to my well-being is stronger than any temporary cravings. I am grateful for the opportunity to nourish my body with wholesome foods. I am releasing excess weight and embracing a lighter, more vibrant life. I choose foods that fuel my body and support my weight loss journey. I am in control of my eating habits, and I make positive choices for my health. Every step I take brings me closer to my ideal weight and optimal health. I am patient with myself as I progress on my weight loss journey. My body is becoming slimmer, stronger, and healthier daily. I celebrate small victories on my path to a healthier weight. I love and respect my body, and I am committed to taking care of it. I am mindful of what I eat and savor the nourishing flavors of healthy foods. I am releasing the need for unhealthy habits and embracing a balanced lifestyle. I trust the process, and I know that positive changes are happening within me. My body deserves to be treated with love and kindness, and I am doing just that. I am dedicated to creating a sustainable, healthy routine that supports my weight loss. I am becoming more aware of the emotional triggers behind my eating habits. I am breaking free from negative patterns and creating a positive, healthy future. I am grateful for the strength and resilience my body shows on this journey. I focus on progress, not perfection, and celebrate the positive changes I make. I am cultivating habits that contribute to a long, healthy lifestyle. I am letting go of self-judgment and embracing self-love in my weight loss journey. I am surrounded by love and support as I work towards my weight loss goals. I am grateful for the energy and vitality that come with taking care of my body. I am creating a positive relationship with food and making choices that serve me well. I trust the timing of my weight loss journey, and I know that each day brings progress. I am proud of the commitment I have to my well-being, and it shows in my results. I trust God with my health and life. All right, that was it, folks. So hopefully those affirmations help to stir in you the desire to win and to win big when it comes to type 2 diabetes and your overall health condition. You see, folks, again, our perception makes a big difference. Now, what you do on a day-to-day basis, what you do consistently will make a difference. That's why I want you to get a hold of my weight loss planner. It's free. Just go on my website at beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com and you'll be able to sign up to get the free weight loss planner. It's yours to keep. You can also click the link in the show notes at the end of this podcast or in the description of this podcast in order to go directly to the website. You see, folks, this is something that I want to put in your hands to really help you to reach your goals. You see, folks, when I would stand in front of the mirror, when I was heavy, I used to have a negative perception about my situation. And I would speak out loud some negative things about myself. And you know what? I had to change that. And so I didn't have positive affirmations. I didn't have anything. All I had was, you know, what was staring in front of me, which was my diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. What I had staring at me was this person that I had become that's looking at me in the mirror. That's what I had. And the more and more I kept thinking negatively about myself, the worse my situation felt like it was being, right? So what I had to do was like, okay, I had to shake off the negative mentality. I had to start speaking life into my existence. I had to speak life into my situation. I had to speak positively. And you know, the more and more I started changing my perception about myself, the more I started thinking better about myself, the more I had a desire to eat better, to exercise more, the more desire I had to beat type 2 diabetes and learn as much as I could about the disease in order to know exactly what I needed to do to reverse my condition. You see, folks, by putting things into place that were positive, by eliminating negative things in my life, such as negative people, and putting out the negative thoughts that people would say and try to plant in my mind about my situation, the more I kept putting that stuff out of my mind and adopting a more positive approach and a positive mentality when it came to my health, the better things became. No, it didn't happen overnight. Of course not. But I had to daily change the way that I thought. And then eventually, you know what? The main affirmations that I did have was, I'm focused, I'm dedicated, I'm motivated, I keep moving. That was it. Those simple things, when I would go to the gym, is what I would say. Those simple things is what I would say when I was dealing with cravings. It's those simple things that I had to just speak out loud and look in the mirror at myself and speak to those things and say, Oscar, no, you are focused. You are dedicated. You are motivated. Keep moving. I literally had to stop looking at myself through shameful eyes and start being more positive. So, folks, win this battle in your mind. If I can do it, you can too. So, as always, stay focused, keep moving, never go back, leap forward, bounce back because you can, my friend. And above all else, trust God. You got this. I believe in you.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with Oscar Camejo. We hope you enjoyed this episode. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for motivational and educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional care by a physician or other healthcare professional or qualified fitness instructor. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or professional advice or services. If you're looking for help on your journey, seek a qualified medical practitioner. It's important that you utilize someone who is a trained, licensed healthcare professional who can help you on your journey toward good health.